And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name's John Ronson. I'm the author of The Psychopath Test and Lost at Sea and Frank and Men State Goats and Them. My dangerous idea is, can real-life superheroes surpass the police in crime fighting? Now, this isn't really my idea. It's the idea of a real-life superhero in Seattle called Phoenix Jones. I spent a bunch of time with Phoenix and with other real-life superheroes across America. We turned the corner, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning at Belltown in Seattle, and it was like The Wire. This group of guys were like saying, "What are you doing coming here with your superhero costumes? This may be fun and games to you, but it's not fun and games to us. This is how we feed our families." You know, I was obviously nodding in agreement with everything the crack dealers were saying, in the hope that if the shooting started, they'd considerately remember to shoot around me. Because the superheroes all had like bulletproof vests on. I had like a t-shirt and a cardigan. And I still had my suitcase actually with me. Anyway, eventually the crack dealer said to Phoenix, "If you don't get off our block, we're going to show you what the burner do." Those were his very words. So I thought I remembered from watching The Wire that a burner was a stolen mobile phone, but that didn't sound contextually right at all. So, if you don't get off our block, we'll show you our stolen mobile phones. So I said to Phoenix, "What's a burner?" And Phoenix said, "It's a gun." And then they all came towards us. About four or five of these guys all came towards us with their hands down their pockets. And then one of them whispered, "You know, if you don't get off our block, we're going to kill you." And then they all kind of gathered at the bottom. And Phoenix said to his superhero cohorts, "Do we stand or do we leave?" And they both went, "We stand." I was utterly terrified. I mean, I've done a lot of dangerous things in my line of work, but this felt like, really, like this could be the end. I was utterly terrified. And then they all started walking towards us, and they got to us, and one of them said, "You are seriously willing to die for this?" And Phoenix said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, if you're going to be so stupid as to die for this, then I guess we're going to have to go home." And they all dispersed and went home. And so Phoenix won. Phoenix won. Phoenix said, "We're going to stay for an hour and consolidate the block. Do you want to stay with us?" And I said, "No, I do not." And so I went back to my hotel where my legs buckled and gave way and I fell onto the floor.
Writer John Ronson with his dangerous idea. You can hear more dangerous ideas by visiting our website at ttbook.org.